弟兄姐妹下午平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
我的过去这两天，主与我们同在，我们感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord for the presence of the Lord for the past two days.
这两天当中有一点机会和弟兄姐妹有一些交通。
In the past two days, have a little chance to share with you.
我实在是为了在湾区的弟兄姐妹们感谢赞美我们的主。
Please send and praise the Lord for the brothers and sisters in the Bay Area.
你从弟兄姐妹身上实在是看见他们向着主一颗爱主的心。
Really see the heart toward the Lord. In the brothers and sisters here.
我相信主必要成就他的心意在众弟兄姐妹的身上。
I believe that the Lord will accomplish His will among us.
所以下午愿意借这段时间，再和弟兄们一同来分享主在每一个蒙恩儿女们身上他所要实行的作为。
So I'd like to share once again this afternoon what He will accomplish in those who have been saved.
我们这三天下午的题目是与世界分别。
Now the topic for the three afternoon is to be separate from the world.
我想我们先读几处的经文。
First of all, let's read a few passages.
第一处经文在马太福音第五章。
First is in Matthew chapter 5.
在新约圣经马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
我们先看十三节，我们就读第十三节的第一句话。
We just verse the first sentence of verse 13.
这是主对门徒教训门徒的话。
That's the word of the Lord toward his disciples.
主说：“你们是世上的盐。”
The Lord says, "You are the salt of the earth."
十四节第一句：“你们是世上的光。”
The first sentence of verse 14, "You are the light of the world."
第十六节
Verse 16,
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
我们第二处要读的是在约翰福音。
Second part is in Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十七章。
Gospel of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章，我们要从十四节读到十九节。
We start from verse 14 to verse 19.
这段话也是主耶稣所说的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has said.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I don't ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth.
你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves may also be sanctified in truth.
这段是主耶稣为门徒在父神面前的祷告。
This is the prayer of the Lord for the disciples before the Father.
他在那里为门徒祷告，求父神使他们因真理成圣。
He asked the Father to pray for the disciples they can be sanctified through the truth.
这真理就是神的道。
Now the truth is the word of God.
我们下一处经文在加拉太书。
Next passage found in Galatians.
在新约圣经加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6
六章十四节
Verse 14
但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上
But it may never be that I should boast, that what I will boast, except in the cross of Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
最后一处我们在读罗马书第十二章。
The last place is in Romans chapter 12.
我们要读罗马书十二章第一、第二两节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Go. 所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
在这两节的宝贵的经文中，
In these two precious passages,
圣灵劝勉我们要将身体献上，当作活祭。
The Spirit recommend us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
感谢主，就是刚刚我们弟兄带我们所唱的一些诗歌。
Just like the hymn we just sang, led by our brother.
让我们将我们全人来献给我们的神。
We can be presented holy, holy as a sacrifice.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
叫神可以得着喜悦。
So that the Lord can gain His pleasure.
像我们的生活在神的面前是那馨香的香气。
So that our living can be a fragrance before the Lord.
是能够叫神的心意满足。
So that His heart can be satisfied.
接着说，不要效法这个世界。
So it says here, do not conform to the world.
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
圣灵在我们蒙恩的儿女们身上要来更新变化我们的心意。
The Lord wants to transform our mind.
叫我们不仅能够查验，能够明白何为神的旨意，
Not only to know what is the will of God is,
并且叫我们能够遵行神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，
but also that which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
我们一起祷告。
We pray together.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，你向着我们的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
Lord, how glorious is your calling.
主，你不仅用那无限的爱爱了我们。
Not only you have love with unlimited love.
主，还将你将你自己荣耀的见证托付了我们。
You have entrusted us with this testimony.
主，你还要叫我们能够完完全全的得着你所要赐给我们的产业。
You also want us to completely gain the inheritance.
你要得着我们，成为单单归你的产业。
You want to gain us as the only inheritance of yours.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿下午这个时间，你的恩膏再来帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us this afternoon.
主，叫我们无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，主，我们都能够在圣灵恩膏的底下。
Lord, all those who are speaking, translating, and listening be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
主，愿圣灵来更新变化我们的心思意念。
Pray the Holy Spirit will transform our mind.
主，好叫我们能够明白你在我们身上荣耀的心意。
So that we can understand the glorious will in our life.
带领我们进入这样的心意。
Guide us into this will.
好叫你的心得到满足。
So that your heart can be satisfied.
我们把这段时间仰望你。
Lord, we look to you the following time.
主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我昨天下午和弟兄姐妹交通到两个重点。
I share upon two main topics yesterday afternoon.
就是关于神在我们身上的心意。
It's concerning about the will in our lives.
神要将我们从世界中分别出来。
He wants us to separate us from the world.
他要在我们身上来彰显他自己的荣耀。
He wants to show his glory in our life.
他在我们身上来彰显出他自己的荣美。
He wants to show his beauty in our life.
叫在世上的万民因着看见我们这帮属神的人。
So the peoples in the world to see the people that belong to God.
他们能够将荣耀归给神。
They can give glories to God.
弟兄姐妹们，我们蒙了何等荣耀的呼召。
Lord, what is the glorious calling is this?
因为我们知道时候将到。
Because we know the time is near.
我们的主就要快来。
Our Lord is coming.
万民都要看见他就是那万王之王，是那万主之主。
All the people will see that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
到那时候，万妻要跪拜，万口要称颂。
At that time, all knees shall bow and all tongues shall confess.
唯有我们的主耶稣是主。
The Lord Jesus is the Lord.
但感谢赞美主。
Lord, I thank and praise the Lord.
今天主将这样的见证托付给我们。
Entrusted us with such a testimony.
他让我们在这里等候他再来之前。
Before his coming.
我们能够在地上先为这样的一件事情来做见证。
We can have give such a testimony in the world.
见证基督是我们的王。
To testify that the Christ is King.
基督是我们的主。
The Christ is our Lord.
让我们能够在这里等候主的再来。
So we can wait for the coming of the Lord here.
昨天我就用到两个属灵的重点。
Yesterday I shared upon two spiritual topics.
第一，我们看见是那全能的主，他要在我们身上来成就他荣耀的心意。
The first is that the Lord is going to accomplish His will.
全能的主不仅如此的说
，Not only He said,
他说要将我们从世界中分别出来
，That He will separate us from the world.
他叫我们不要沾染那不洁。
He wants us to Don't touch anything that is unclean.
他叫我们成为专专属他的圣民。
He wants us to be the people, the holy people that belong to God only.
他不仅如此说
Not only says this,
他也必要成就。
And he will perform this.
因为耶和华的热心并要成就他所喜悦的心意。
Because the zeal of the Lord will perform the will that is pleasing to him.
所以当我们主耶稣复活升天得荣耀之后
So after he rapture to the heaven and gain all the glories.
父神就将所应许的圣灵赐给我们。
He gave us the Holy Spirit that He has promised us.
圣灵住在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit abides in us.
无论我们在哪里。
No matter where we are.
圣灵恩膏来教训我们。
The Holy Anointing will guide us.
来带领我们。
To guide us.
来纠正我们。
To correct us.
来启示给我们。
To reveal to us,
来破碎我们
to broke us.
圣灵在我们身上要来成就神荣耀的心意
So the Holy Spirit will accomplish the will of the Lord.
所以我们看见不仅全能的神在外面借着万事万物要来成就他的心意
So we not only see that all powerful God is accomplishing through the things outside.
圣灵也在我们里头要来一同的来完成这件事情
He also will accomplish this inside.
好叫神在我们这一帮蒙选召的人身上的心意能够得着成就。
So that His will accomplish on those of us who has been called.
我昨天提到我们这一帮人至少我自己常常是一个硬着景象愚昧的人。
I mentioned yesterday that people like me who has a hard-necked people.
虽然我们经历过神的恩典。
Even though we experienced the mercy, the
我们也享受神的恩典
we enjoy the grace of God.
但是很多时候我们却是偏行自己的道路
But many times we go about our own way.
我们不能够体贴圣灵在我们里头的声音和带领
We cannot emphasize the calling and the guidance of the voice within.
然而神却借着一个艰难的环境
But God through a difficult environment.
把我放在一个非常困难的处境当中
It puts me in a difficult circumstance.
让我感受到被压力不能伸
You let me experience what it is to be pressured.
我就只好来到主的面前
I can only but come before the Lord.
呼求他
To call upon him.
求问他
To ask him.
到了时候主就借着以赛亚书52章的话对我说
So God spoke to me through Isaiah chapter 52.
说你们离开吧离开吧要从巴比伦出来
to depart away from Babylon,
不要沾染不洁的物
do not touch which is unclean,
要从其中出来
to depart away from it.
你们这扛抬耶和华器皿的人啊 so, 勿要自洁
those of you who are carrying the vessel of Jehovah, you need to clean yourself.
当时对我来讲是一个极大的释放
for me it's a great emancipation for me.
无论公司的主管如何对我说
No matter what the supervisor said to me.
我知道神的心意要我离开那个不洁的环境。
I know the Lord is willing to want me to leave the unclean place.
但在那段的工作的一年差不多一年的时间当中
About a year I was working there.
神却也奇妙地做了两件事情。
The Lord amazingly has done two things.
我必须先提一提等一下弟兄姐妹才能够明白神是奇妙的神。
I must mention this so that you can understand that the Lord is amazing.
当我在那个公司这样的一个环境当中工作的那一年
In the year in such a condition.
我认识了一个同事叫做 Shirley.
I came to know a co-worker, her name is Shirley.
她那时候是不信主的。
She was an unbeliever that time.
然后另外呢一件事情就在休斯顿的城中心上班的弟兄姐妹们。
For the brothers and sisters who are working in the city center in Houston.
神在那一年当中呢，就给我们有一个负担，叫我们在中午的时间，利用吃饭时间呢，大家聚在一起。
He gave us his burden to gather together during lunchtime.
我们在那里一起读一些属灵的书籍。
We read some spiritual books together.
有一些交通劝勉。
With some sharing or some encouragement.
那后来当我离开那个工作环境之后。
Now after I left the working environment.
我就不能够再参加这个聚会。
I can no longer attend that gathering.
我也就不能够再继续的来跟这位叫 Shirley 的同事一起工作。
I can no longer continue to work with this co-worker, Shirley.
当我离开那个工作环境之后
After I left the company,
我当然就照着我之前所说的我就找了另外一个工作。
Just like I said before, I just found a new job.
当时对我来讲工作已经不再吸引我。
For me, the working is no longer attractive to me.
但是我想我总是还是需要一个工作。
But I feel I still need a job.
来养家活口。
To make a living for my family.
那时候呢，我有三个孩子。
At that time, I had three children.
我这两天跟弟兄姐妹在交通吃饭当中啊，弟兄姐妹发现大家对这个孩子这个事情啊，都蛮有负担的。
I found that during the past 2 days when we have fellowship with the brothers and sisters during lunch, during meal times, I found that we have a lot of burdens for children.
那时候呢，我们有三个孩子。
At that time, we had three children.
今天早上听到一个弟兄，他刚有一个孩子。
I heard that there is a brother who just got a baby.
他就发现说他非常的挣扎。
He found that he's struggling.
他的心实在是渴慕主。
He's really thirsting after the Lord.
盼望参加聚会。
He's really want to go to the gathering.
盼望读主的话语。
He wants to read the word of God.
但他说这个孩子啊，实在是占用了好多好多时间。
But he said his child really takes a lot of his time.
他说他只有一个。
He said he has only one.
我那时候有三个。
And I had three.
但是我也面临同样的一个难处。
But I face the same problem.
就是实在是不知道怎么样子能够更好的来。读主的话语，有更多的时间来读主的话语。
I really didn't know how to read the word of God and to spend more time to read the word of God.
那时候神在我心中开始暗暗地做了一点点工作。
So the Lord did some subtle things in my heart.
在2000年的时候
In the year 2000,
神就奇妙地赐给我们第四个孩子。
Miraculously, God gave us a fourth child.
这下就更糟糕了。
It's getting worse.
三个孩子时间已经不够用。
I didn't have enough time for three children.
现在有四个孩子。
Now I have four.
那我们老四，这个我们的男孩啊 ，Matthew 出生以后。
After our child number four was born, Matthew.
当然家里头事情更加的多。
Obviously, we have more things to do in the family.
姐妹非常的辛苦。
My wife she's really busy.
我也总是希望能够多帮一点忙。
I wish I can have more time to help her.
但在那段时间当中，神就把一个对他的渴慕呢，一点一点的加在我的心里头。
At that time, the Lord added to me more thirst for Him.
但是我在主面前不断的祷告。
I kept praying before the Lord.
因着一方面又要工作。
On one hand, I need to work.
一方面教会也有服侍。
On the other hand, I need to serve in the church.
一方面家里面有四个孩子。
On the other hand, I have four children in the family.
那时候我就在主面前说。那我实在是应该怎么办能够有挪出时间挤出时间来亲近主来读主的话语。
So I was asking how can I find more time to be close to draw near to the Lord.
我在主面前就不断地在那里呼求。
So I keep asking before the Lord.
我不知道该怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
当第四个孩子出生之后
After the fourth child was born.
有一段时间我就不能够去参加我们在当地的成根的聚会。
For a period of time, I couldn't attend the local morning gathering.
我们常在成根的时候来亲近主。
Oftentimes, we spend morning time to draw close to the Lord.
就像今天早晨弟兄所交通的，能够一早起来亲近主，那是何等的美好。
Just like what the brother shared this morning, how wonderful it is to draw near to the Lord in the morning.
在那时候我心不知道为什么特别盼望能够在成根当中 成根的时候呢，和弟兄姐妹一同的来亲近主。
So I just have this desire to draw near to the Lord with the brothers and sisters in the morning.
但是因着第四个孩子刚刚出生
，But because of the fourth child was born,
姐妹实在是太辛苦。
My wife she was really busy.
所以呢，我就不能够去参加这个成根的聚会。
I couldn't attend this morning gathering anymore.
在过几个月的当中
during a few months,
我心里面 有许多的挣扎
I had quite some struggling in my heart.
我曾经对主说
I said to the Lord,
主啊我实在是渴慕你
Well, I really thirst after you.
但是我却不能够来亲近
But I couldn't draw near to you.
我不能够和弟兄姊妹一同的来亲近
I couldn't draw near to you together with brothers and sisters.
我甚至于心中有一些的怨言
Even I have some complaints in my heart.
我当时就觉得是我的姐妹不让我去参加这个聚会。
I felt as if it's my wife, she wouldn't let me to attend the gathering.
到后来我才明白。
I came to understand later.
现在是我们的主把我给拘禁起来。
It was the Lord who confined me.
主在那样的一个环境当中。
In that circumstance.
他来加深我心中对他的渴慕。
He adds my longing for him.
像我们在几个月当中我在主的面前是那样子来渴慕他的自己。
During those few months, I have such a longing for the Lord.
后来过了一段时间
After some time,
有一天的晚上，姐妹对我说
One day my wife told me,
说她现在休息得比较好了
She said she has some good rest now.
她跟我说，明天礼拜六早上，你可以去参加晨更的聚会
Tomorrow Saturday, you can attend morning gathering.
但你们，我不知道你们有没有这样的经历过
I didn't know if you have such experience.
我不知道你们有没有曾经为过，为着能够参加聚会在主面前感谢流泪。
I didn't know if you have give thanks and even shed tears for to be able to attend gatherings.
那天的早晨，我早早就起来。
The morning I got up really early.
我就开着车准备参加到弟兄家里参加晨更的聚会。
I drove to my brothers for the gathering.
当我刚上在开车上路的时候
，When I was about to leave,
我心里面就满了感谢和赞美。
I was full of thanks and praise.
我们能够亲近主是何等的宝贵。
How precious it is to be able to draw near to God.
每一个机会是那样的宝贵。
Every chance is so precious.
我在主面前流泪，把感谢赞美献给他。
I shed tears and give thanks to the Lord.
那天主的灵就充满了我的心。
That day the Spirit fills my heart.
就像在诗篇八十一篇所说的。
Just like what you mentioned in Psalm 81.
主说我是耶和华你的神
The Lord says, I'm Jehovah your God.
曾把你从埃及地领出来
The one who brought you up from Egypt.
你要大大的张口
You should open wide your mouth.
我就给你充满
And I will fill it.
感谢主
I thank the Lord.
是主自己在我们里头来吸引我们
The Lord is really drawing us inside of us.
叫我们渴慕他自己
So we can thirst after himself.
当我们向他大大张口的时候
When we open our mouth wide,
信实的神就按照他所应许我们的来充满我们
The trustworthy God, he will fill us.
这是第一件事情
That's the first thing.
第二件事
The second thing.
在当时在我所聚的地方聚会的地方我们有礼拜五呢是和弟兄姊妹在家里头有一个家庭团契聚会
At that time on Friday evening, we have an evening gathering in the brother's place.
在那段时间，主就把这样一个一点点服事的负担就托付给我。
The Lord entrust me with a burden of a service.
大家知道要带领这样一个查经的聚会。
You know, when you lead such a Bible study session.
我们实在是应该好好的来准备。
We really need to prepare.
那时候呢，我也收到的教导是不可以。不要看参考书。
I received instruction that you should not read any other books on the Bible.
准确的说就是不要依靠那个参考的书籍。
To be accurate, do not depend on those Bible study books.
最好的是能够从主那里直接领受这生命的粮。
The best way is to receive the spiritual food from the Lord himself.
才能够供应弟兄姐妹灵里的需要。
And then you can supply the needs of the brothers and sisters.
但那时候是那样的忙碌
but I was so busy
我实在是不知道怎么样能够挤出时间来读主的话语
I didn't really know how to squeeze out some time to read the word of God
我常常从早到晚都忙得不得了
I was so busy from morning to evening
到晚上有时候起来头昏脑胀
I was dizzy and tired in the evening when I got up
我就开始在主面前也为这件事情在祷告
So I started praying for this matter
祷告了一段时间
After I prayed for a while,
我实在不知道该怎么办。
I still don't know what to do.
我心里面就有一个想法。
So I had this thought.
我在想说，既然我心里面是这样子渴慕要来读主的话语。
Well, I have such a desire for the word of God.
但是我实在是挤不出时间来。
But I really cannot find any time.
那我就想说，那我可不可能呢？我就暂时的辞掉工作一年。
So I think is it possible to leave my job for a year?
把工作暂时辞掉一年呢？这一年当中，好好的来读圣经，读主的话语。
Temporarily to leave my job to read the Bible for a year to read the Bible.
当我有这个想法以后呢，我也祷告了。
So when after I have this thought, I prayed about it.
然后呢，有一天呢，我就跟姐妹说这件事。
So I mentioned to my wife one day.
就是我实在是找不出时间来好好读神的话语。
Couldn't find time to read the Bible.
那我心里面实在是有那样深的负担和渴慕。
But I have such a deep burden and longing.
感谢主，姐妹非常的体贴。
I thank the Lord, my wife is she's really understanding.
但是呢，因为我的工作呢是家庭唯一的一份收入。
But my job is only income for my family.
那保险呢也是靠这个工作而有的。
The insurance is from this job too.
当我这样子跟姐妹分享我的想法的时候
，When I share my thoughts with my wife.
姐妹就跟我说
，She told me，
她说那你还是暂时不要辞掉工作好。
You just don't leave your job for now。
好，你没时间读圣经呢，你就下班了以后读圣经。
If you don't have time to read the Bible, you read the Bible after work。
你下班回到家里面呢，你什么家事都不要做。
You don't need to do any housework after you got home。
孩子的事也不要管。
Don't worry about the children。
那你就晚上时间好好读圣经。
Just read the Bible in the evening。
我听了，我心里面一方面呢是很感谢姐妹的支持。
On one hand, I was really thankful for my wife.
但是一方面呢，我也于心不忍。
But on the other hand, I feel I couldn't do this.
孩子这么多。
So many children.
孩子又这么小。
And they're so young.
那个担子是何等的重。
How heavy is the burden?
我实在是不忍心把这样一个重担完全放在姐妹的身上。
I can't bear to give all the works to her.
所以我心里面呢，只能在主的面前继续的祷告。
So I can only pray before the Lord.
我还是盼望能够停下工作一年的时间，好好来读神的话语。
I still wish to stop the work temporarily for a year to read the Bible.
在这段时间，主也借着以赛亚书的一段话告诉我。
Now God told me through a passage in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书第55章。
In Isaiah chapter 55.
第八节
，Verse 8，
耶和华说
，Jehovah said，
我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
My thought is not your thought. My way is not your way.
天怎样高过地，我的道路也要高过你们的道路。
How heaven is above the earth, so is my way above your way.
我的意念也要高过你们的意念。
My thought is above your thought.
当主把这段话给我的时候
，When the Lord gave me this passage，
我心里头呢是一点都不明白
，I didn't understand at all。
我大概有个感觉
，I have a little feeling。
我也知道主的意念和道路呢，的确是高过我。
I knew that the thought and the way of the Lord is higher than ours。
但是我左想右想，总是想不出主能够做什么。
But when I think left and right, I couldn't figure out what the way of the Lord is。
环境是这样子。
The circumstance is like this.
一天每个人都是一样24个小时。
Everybody have 24 hours a day.
我也不是比其他的人呢，更是精力充沛的。
It's not like I'm more energetic than other people.
我也需要有休息的时间。
I need some rest too.
所以我实在不知道啊，主要做什么样的工作。
So I didn't know what he will do.
但是有一天
，But one day，
我啊之前那个工作的那个同事 Shirley 打电话给我。
My former coworker Shirley, she called me.
那时候呢，我的工作是在做那个咨询顾问，我是在客户的那里。
At that time, my job was a customer, consultant. Consultant.
他打电话给我。
She called me.
他问我说有没有兴趣呢，到他现在的公司去上班。
She asked me if I have any interest to work in her current company.
当时对我来讲，我实在是没有那样的意愿想要再换任何的工作。
For me, I didn't have any desire to change my job.
因为我的心只想读主的话语。
Because I only have one desire, that is to read the word of God.
所以我就婉拒了他。
So I refused.
又过了一两个月的时间。
After a month or two.
我这个同事 Shirley 又打电话给我。
Shirley called me again.
他说你要不要来我们公司来看一看。
Would you come to my company and take a look?
他又这样子邀请。
And she gives such an invitation.
但是我实在一点心思都没有。
But I have no desire at all.
我又婉拒了他。
So I refused again.
又过了几个礼拜。
After a few weeks.
他又打电话来。
She called again.
这次他讲电话里头讲的话不太一样。
She said something different.
他说 James， 我的英文名字叫 James。
She said James. My English name James.
那个 Shirley 以前那个 Shirley 同事，他是一个马来西亚华侨。
She was a Malaysian Chinese.
他就跟我说啊，拜托拜托。
Please, please.
他说你就来跟我的大老板啊见个面。
Talk to my boss.
他说见个面呢，叫他呢就不要再烦我了。
So that he won't bother me anymore.
这是背后有一个故事。
There's a story behind it.
就是因为这个公司，他们这个部门呢是正在招人。
Because in the department, in the company, they are recruiting people.
这个大老板呢，他就问我以前那个同事 Shirley， 问他有没有认识一些合适的人。
So the big boss asked Shirley if she knew anybody.
然后这个同事呢，大概就跟那个大老板稍微提过说，哦，我这有个叫 James 的不错。
She told about she knew a worker. Her name is James. He's a good worker.
我完全不知道他到底跟他的老板说了些什么。
I didn't know what she told her boss.
我也不晓得为什么这个大老板啊这么想见我。
And I didn't know why the boss wanted to see me so much.
我一次一次的拒绝。
After refusing so many times.
他呢一次一次来找这个 Shirley 呢，一直要叫我去跟他见见面。
But he keep asking Shirley to make appointment.
当然，我后来都明白这一切的事情。都是在神的手中。
But I came to know later that these are all in the hands of God.
我相信这个大老板他不知道。
I believe that the boss didn't understand.
我相信我以前那个同事 Shirley 他也不知道。
And Shirley didn't know either.
我也不知道。
I didn't know too.
但是因着这个同事 Shirley 啊，他人非常的好。
But because Shirley she's a really nice person.
当他把他这个难处告诉我了以后。
When she told me this difficulty.
我心里面就有点动了怜悯的心。
So I had some mercy in my heart.
我就想说好吧，那我就帮他这个忙。
I said, okay, I will help you out.
我就去见见他的老板。
I will see your boss.
我去了跟他说什么呢？
What should I say?
我想你们没有一个人去面试会这样子说的。
I don't know if anybody would say this in your interview.
我基本上跟他说了几件事。
I mentioned a few things.
第一个，我是一个顾家的人。
First of all, I'm a family man.
第二呢，我不愿意加班。
Second of all, I don't want overtime.
所以我想呢，这样子跟他说了以后呢，基本上呢，这事情就解决了。
So I thought if I mention this, the problem will be solved.
所以到打完电话，忘记过了一天还两天呢，就约了说要去他的公司去见这个大老板。
So after two days, he wants me to see the boss again.
这是临时约的。
That's a temporary.
那天他打电话给我的时候，我在客户那里。
I was asking my customer when they
called. 他说啊，我大老板今天想要见你。
She said, my boss wants to see you today.
我说不行，我说我在客户这里上班，要到六点才能够走。
I said I couldn't do it. I was as a customer. I can't get out until six.
然后 Shirley 挂完电话就问这个大老板。
So Shirley hand out the phone and ask her boss.
又打电话回来。
And she called me again.
她说我老板说没关系，多晚你都可以。
The boss says it's okay, no matter how late it is.
她就留在公司等我。
So she lives in the company away from me.
那我就跟她讲说，我今天没有 dress up， 我没有穿那个面试的最好的衣服。
So I told her I didn't dress up today. I didn't have the suit dress up.
我就想推辞。
So I want to just give an excuse.
然后 Shirley 又跑去跟他老板说。
So Shirley talked to the boss again.
然后老板又跟他讲，他打电话回来。
And boss told her that she called me.
他说他有穿衣服就可以来。
He said as long as you have some clothes on, you can come.
我实在不明白为什么这个大老板这么想见我。
I didn't know why the boss wants to see me so much.
但对我来讲，我心里头没有负担。
But for me, I have no burden.
因为我去呢是要。Fail 这个 interview.
Because for me to go is to fail the interview.
这个比较容易一点。
It's easier.
所以我就去了。
So I went.
去了他就问我。
So he asked me.
他也没问什么技术的问题。
He didn't ask me anything technical.
他问我说你那个三年五年有没有什么计划。
What's the plan in 3 or 5 years?
我说我没有什么计划。
I said I didn't have any plan.
然后他说如果我们雇了你呢，你需不需要能够做管理？
And after, you said after we employ you, would you take care of some management?
我心里面实在是没有心情啊，回答他的那些问题。
I really didn't have any heart to answer this question.
后来还问我一个问题。
He asked me a question.
他说你怎么这么难见？
He said, why are you so hard to make to see you?
他说要见你一面不容易。
It's so hard to see you.
后来我就跟他说了。
So I told him.
我说呢，为什么我不想来跟你面谈？
I told him why I didn't want you to.
我说因为我是非常看重我的家庭。
Because I'm a family man.
第二。我知道呢，这个公司你们公司啊是 非常加班有名的公司。
And also your company is famous for giving its workers.
有弟兄跟我讲说，这公司啊，七点钟啊，肯定跟加州差不多。七点钟停车场都还是满满的车子。
Says even at 7:00 p.m. the parking lot is full of cars.
所以我知道你们公司呢，一定是加班很厉害。
So your company must have a lot of overtime.
因为呢，我不想加班。
Because I don't want to have any overtime.
我想我就不适合来这边面试。
So I feel I'm not suitable for your company.
我就把可以说是难听的话都告诉他了。
So I told him all the unpleasant things to the boss.
那我就很安心的回家。
So I peacefully went home.
我想我就帮了我这个朋友一个忙。
So I think I helped my friend.
至少他老板就不会再烦他了。
So the boss won't bother her anymore.
就忘记过了很短一天，我不知道忘记几天了。
I forgot how many days passed.
接到 Shirley 打电话给我。
Shirley called me again.
说我老板呢要叫你来我们公司上班。
She said, my boss wants you to come to work for us.
这个就难了。
This is hard.
我想说，我是准备好了要 fail 的这个面试。
I thought I was prepared to fail this interview.
我不晓得为什么这个大老板呢，他还要我去上班。
Do you know why the boss still want me to work there?
那时候我开始在主面前啊，我就有一点点祷告。
So I started to have some prayer before the Lord.
在那当中呢，也发生一件事情。
I discovered one thing in this.
就是在我刚刚提到在休斯顿当趟中心呢有一个中间午间的聚会。
I mentioned that in Houston during lunchtime there is a gathering.
那时候呢那个聚会弟兄姐妹呢他们就产生有一个需要。
At that time they have a need.
所以后来我跟他们稍微提到说这家公司呢找我去谈了这件事情。
So I mentioned to them that this company was looking, want to hire me.
因为这个公司呢也是在 downtown.
Because this company is also in downtown.
然后弟兄姐妹们他们就跟我说他们里头的一个需要。
So they mentioned to me their need.
他们祷告以后，他们就很盼望我能够去 downtown 上班呢，就能够来参加这个聚会，来扶持这个聚会。
So they said that they wish me to work in the downtown so they can attend that meeting.
当我听了弟兄姐妹这样子跟我分享以后
After I heard their sharing,
我就更认真的在主面前祷告
So I pray about this more seriously.
我希望知道这是不是出于主的
I want to know if this is from the Lord.
在我祷告了之后
After I prayed about this,
主就给我一点点的感动
The Lord gave me a little move.
为什么我感动不是那么的明显呢
Why is it not so obvious?
因为我的心还是希望能够有更多时间来读神的话语。
Because my heart is still want to have more time to read the Word of God.
而我可能要去这家公司是这样的一个忙碌要加班的公司。
But this company I'm about to go to is such a busy place.
这完全是一个相反的方向。
Such a contradictory thing.
所以我的思想呢就过不去。
So I can't get past this.
但是借着因的祷告，主在里头的那个带领呢，就似乎越来越明显了一点。
But after prayer, I feel this guidance is more and more clear.
也因着那个聚会的需要
And also because of the needs of that gathering.
后来我就顺服下来
So I obeyed.
我就答应去这家公司上班
I said I went to the company and worked.
这家公司我相信弟兄姐妹都很熟悉
I think all brothers and sisters are very familiar with this company.
在加州2001年发生能源的危机
In the energy crisis in California 2001.
据说跟这家公司有关系。
Supposedly it has to do with.
那所以我七月份就去了这家公司。
So in July I went to that company.
在七月参加WCCC 聚会的当中。
During the WCCC in July.
对不起，我再回头再稍微补充一点点。
Let me backtrack a little bit.
在那段时间，我对主心里面的那个渴慕。
At that time, I searched after the Lord.
我实在是有一颗愿意服侍主的心。
I really have a heart to serve the Lord.
那我心里头呢开始有一些的想法。
So I started to have some thoughts.
因为在2000年的时候呢，我们知道主在中国大陆的工作是非常的兴旺。
We knew that in 2001, the Lord has really a lot of work in China.
圣灵大大的动工。
The Holy Spirit worked mightily in China.
福音在那里被广泛的传扬。
The gospel was preached wide in China.
所以我心里面也有一个想法。
So I had this thought.
就如果主愿意。
If the Lord is willing.
我也想说到大陆去那里服侍。
I also want to serve in mainland China.
那我就开始有很多很多的想法。
So I started to have many thoughts.
然后也有很多很多的计划。
I saw many plans.
在2001年西岸特会当中。
During 2001 WCCC.
我记得很清楚是在江弟兄在台上分享信息。
It was very clear Brother Kwan was sharing on the pulpit.
我可以很诚实说，我是很专心听江立聪在那里分享信息。
I'm being honest here. I pay a close attention to his message.
我心里头完全没有在想啊，我将来服侍主的道路的事。
I wasn't thinking about my path of service of the Lord at all.
但突然间很奇妙的有一个微小的声音在我心里头。
But wonderfully, there's a small voice in my heart.
我知道是圣灵的恩膏。
I know it was the Holy Spirit, the anointing oil.
在我心里头光照我。
It was enlightening me.
叫我看见侍奉主乃是要照着主的意思。
It let me see that to serve the Lord is according to His will.
必须照着主的计划。
To His plan.
照着他的时间。
According to His timing.
而不是照着我自己的想法。
It's not according to my own thought.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
光照了我。
He enlightened me.
在那里，我就把自己完全的顺服在主的面前。
I completely obeyed, humble before the Lord.
我把日后的道路交在他的手中。
I give my falling time before the Lord.
我就不再为自己做任何的打算和计划。
I no longer planning for myself.
然后，当然我就特会还，我就回家。
So after the conference, I went home.
我就继续开始这个新的工作。
I start this new job.
如果大家还记得在2001年发生一件大事
If you remember, there's a great event that happened in 2001.
大家记不记得
Do you remember?
就是911
That's 9/11.
那时候我进公司差不多才不到两个月的时间
I only started working in Ireland for 2 months.
那件事情发生之后呢整个美国受到一个很大的冲击
After that event, there's a big impact in America.
但那件事情对我的冲击呢毕竟还是比较小
But for me, it's still minimal.
然后在那个事情之后
After that event,
我进公司差不多四个月的时间
About 4 months I worked in,
差不多十一月底十二月初的时候
At end of November, beginning of December,
又有一件大事
Another big event happened.
这件事情跟我就有切身关系
It has a lot to do with me.
大家记得什么事吗
Do you remember what that is?
这是十二月二号这家公司宣布倒闭破产倒闭
They announced that they are bankrupted on 2nd of December.
那时候我进公司差不多四个月。
That's about the 4 months I worked there.
啊，各部门的副总裁就召聚各部门的人。
So in as a vice president, he summoned all the departments.
在我们休斯顿那个总公司总部呢，大概有差不多六七千个人在那里上班。
At the headquarters of Houston, there are about 6,000 or 7,000 people working there.
在十二月二号那一天
2nd of December,
公司就宣布叫每一个人全部回家。
He told us to every one of us to go home.
你们东西都不需要带。
You don't even bring anything of your belongings.
如果你不用再回来的话
If you don't need to come back,
公司会把你个人的东西呢寄回去给你。
The company will send back your stuff.
你回家以后
After you go home,
你就打电话 check 你的 voicemail.
Just check your voicemail.
如果公司叫你回来
the company asks you to come back.
你明天就回来上班
You come back tomorrow.
如果公司没有叫你回来
the company didn't call you back.
你也就不用回来
You don't need to come back.
东西你的东西呢会寄回去给你
All your belongings will be mailed back to you.
当然对我来讲这是一个突如其来的事情
For me, it was such a sudden event.
我就开始在主人面前寻求也开始在怀疑
So I start to have some searching and some doubt before the Lord
是不是当初我误会了主的意思
Did I misunderstand the Lord in the beginning?
是不是我不应该去这家公司来上班
Should I come to the company at all in the first place?
现在公司倒闭
Now the company bankrupt
我也不知道前面还有没有工作
I didn't know if any job ahead of me
我老板不知道
My boss didn't know
我大老板不知道
My big boss didn't know
在大老板不知道
The biggest boss didn't know.
没有一个人知道。
Nobody knows.
唯一我们知道的一件事。
The only thing we know.
就公司不仅是破产。
Not only the company bankrupt.
它是不可能再重整回来。
There's no way for them to recover.
意思就是说，公司接下来的就是要完全的关门。
They will close down completely.
但是这个时间没有人知道。
So nobody knows.
他说，周围所有的同事。众人人心惶惶。
So everybody kind of panicked.
虽然呢，在回家离开之前呢，那个老板呢，先跟我们几个人说了，叫我明天还要回来上班。
So, but my boss told me that a few of us will come back tomorrow.
所以那天我回家的时候呢，心情呢算还好。
So my mood was okay.
至少我知道呢，我可能还算是会被留下来一段时间的其中一个。
At least I knew that I will stay for a little longer.
其实我也不是很在意。
So, but I didn't really care.
因为如果没有了，
if I didn't have it,
正好合我的意。
That's just according to my own will.
我就可以好好的来读圣经。
So I can read the Bible.
但是神的意念高过我们的意念。
But the thought of the Lord is higher than our thoughts.
主的道路高过我们的道路。
The way of the Lord is higher than our way.
当我再回去公司宣布倒闭破产，我再回去上班的时候。
So after the company bankrupt and I went back to work.
公司剩下的人已经很少了。
There are only a few people left.
我们这个大老板就把我们几个人聚一聚，跟我们讲几句话。
So the big boss gathered us and he told us something.
他头低低的。
He lowered his head.
他觉得对不起我们。
He said he's sorry.
他把我们从其他各个地方啊，都把我们挖角挖过来了。
So he said he gathered, he recruited us from all over the place.
结果现在公司破产而倒闭。
But now the company is bankrupt.
他觉得亏欠我们，害了我们的前途。
He felt that he has ruined our future.
不过他也爱莫能助。
But he can't help it.
他告诉我们。
He said,
因为公司还付你们薪水。
Because the company is still paying your salary.
所以呢，你们每天呢，啊，还是要尽你们的责任来公司上班。
You still need to do your duties.
但是因为公司已经破产了。
But because the company is bankrupt.
也不知道接下来要做些什么事情。
We didn't know what to do.
好，你们来呢，有事就做。
After you come, if there's a job, you do the job.
该做的事情你就把它做完。
You just do your own responsibilities.
然后剩余的时间。
The leftover time.
你们要读什么书都可以。
You can read whatever you like.
那是我心里面就向我们的主发出感谢和赞美。
So I just give thanks and praise to the Lord.
简单的来说
，Simply put,
主就给我预备一个很特殊的环境。
You give me very special circumstance.
叫我能够在那样的环境当中
，In that circumstance,
可以说在风暴的当中
，In within a storm,
他为我预备一个隐秘处。
He prepared me a hidden place.
叫我能够每天去上班。
So that I can go to work every day.
在公司里头
，in the company，
每天能够有六到七个钟头时间来读神的话语。
I have about 6 or 7 hours to read the Word of God.
我就想起我之前跟之后工作的那个心情啊，是截然不同。
So I had such a different mood before and after this work.
我从前去上班
，before I went to work，
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有这样的情形。
You know you have this condition.
我就觉得有段时间啊，我就得了那个 Monday syndrome， 就是周一症候群。
I had this.Monday syndrome.
这不是礼拜一才发生的。
It didn't happen just on Monday.
那周一症候群呢，通常是在礼拜天的晚上开始。
It started on Sunday evening.
就是想到了明天又要去上班了。
And I thought about, oh, I need to go to work tomorrow.
哎呀，我的全身啊，就开始毛病都出来了。
So I started to have all kinds of problems on my body.
有时候头痛
，sometimes I have headache.
有时候头晕
，some dizziness.
有时候像感冒的症状
，I have a cold.
就好像巴不得能够请假不要去上班一样。
It feels as I need to call in sick.
我就觉得，哎呀，以前那个心情啊，实在是非常不一样。
As for I have such a different mood.
但当我去了这家公司破产了以后
，So I went to this company and after he bankrupt.
主给我一个读圣经的一个环境和机会。
He gave me this chance and opportunity to read God's word.
我信主以来，从来没有一天读这么多圣经过。
I have never read so much word of God in one day.
一天能够读上个六七个钟头。
I can read 6 or 7 hours a day.
也是非常非常安静。
It was very quiet.
一点都不累。
It was not tired.
在那段时间啊，我每天去上班啊。好高兴
！I was so happy to go to work every day.
因为想着今天又要去亲近主了。
Because I felt I know I was going to draw near to the Lord today.
今天去公司又来认识主。
I come to know the Lord today.
去公司又能够读主的话。
I go to work to read the Word of God.
我每天上班心情好得不得了。
Every day I go to work, I have such a good mood.
甚至到个地步
，to this point.
那我周围的同事啊，留下来少数的同事呢，看到我，他们跟我说
，So those a few coworkers who are left，
他们觉得很稀奇
，They're amazed，
因为周围的人每个人都是愁眉苦脸
，Because everybody they are in a difficult circumstance，
都是愁云惨雾
，They have there are so many troubles，
因为前途茫茫
，Because their futures are so uncertain，
不知何去何从
，They don't know where to go，
但是看我。
But when they look at me,
每天去上班
every day I went,
都非常的喜乐
I was so joyous.
我喜乐到一个地步呢我脸上都不能够掩饰
To the point I can't even hide it.
所以我想我们同事可能都嫉妒了
So I thought my co-workers are envious.
有个美国同事问我
So an American worker asked me
James 到这样的情况你怎么还笑得出来
How can you still smile in this circumstance?
但是我心中喜乐的缘由我并不能告诉他
But I couldn't tell the reason
感谢赞美主
Send and praise the Lord.
主为我预备这样的一个隐秘处来亲近他，来读他的话。
God has prepared me such a hidden place to read his word and draw close to him.
有弟兄告诉我说这个工作是神特别定做的。
The brother told me this job is especially made for me.
因为在地球上可能很难有这样的一个工作。
Because on the earth there's really such a work.
公司付你这么高的薪水。
They pay you so well.
你做一点点的事情。
You do so little.
他们又很感激你。
And they're so gracious for your word.
你又能够读这么多时间可以读神的
话。 At the same time you can read so much word of God.
我心里面实在是感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
他的道路实在是高过我的道路。
His way is really higher than my way.
但是还是有一个问题。
But there's still a problem left.
因为这个公司呢虽然环境是这样好。
Even though the environment is so good.
但这个大船啊怎么样它是要沉下去的。
But the boat is going to sink.
它能够支撑多久呢？
How can it sustain itself?
我就不知道。
I didn't know.
老板也不知道
，My boss didn't know.
大老板也不知道
，My bigger boss didn't know.
没有人知道
，Nobody knows.
只有我们的主知道
，Only the Lord knows.
那时候我在主面前祷告寻求
，So I prayed and look after the Lord.
一方面我有责任
，On one hand I have responsibility.
因为我必须要负责整个家庭
，Because I need to take care of my family.
所以我也实在是会有一个压力
，I had that pressure.
第二方面的压力。
The second pressure
是从关心我的弟兄姐妹还有朋友们来的。
From those caring brothers and sisters and friends.
破产事情啊，这个全世界消息大家都知道。
All over the world, everybody knows the news of bankrupt.
教会弟兄姐妹也都知道。
Brothers and sisters here knows too.
他们都比我还紧张。
They were even more nervous than I am.
一天到晚有人来问我。
All day long, people will ask me.
翁弟兄，翁弟兄。
您
公司破产了。
Your company bankrupt.
你要怎么办
？What are you going to do?
有些人呢？就替我找工作。
Some people were looking for job for me.
有些人要帮我递 resume.
Some people they handing in resume for me.
甚至有一些同事打电话给我。
Some coworkers they call me.
要我去他们公司去上班。
They want me to go to their company to work.
但我在主面前只能在那里安静的等候。
But I can only wait quietly before the Lord.
在等候我们的主。
To wait before our Lord.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
我记得那是在正午的时候。
It was at noon.
圣灵在我里头。告诉我
The Holy Spirit told me
说你要休息要知道我是神
Be still and know that I am the Lord
弟兄英文翻译的就已经很好了
The translation is good
但是呢那时候呢我是读中文圣经
Because I was reading English
我读到诗篇46篇
I was reading in Chinese and I read Psalm chapter 46
第十节
Verse 10
主的话说你们要休息要知道我是神
and be still and know that I'm the Lord
我必在外邦中被尊崇在遍地上也被尊崇
I'll be exalted among the Gentiles and in the earth
那时候主的话进到我心里头
so when the Lord entered me
我想我第一个反应是很高兴
my first reaction was really happy
因为主的话说要知道他是神
Because the word of the Lord says to know that he is the Lord
这句话就进到我心里头
So the word came to me
我心里面是那样的渴慕知道我们的神是如何的一位神
I have such a thirst to know what God is this
我虽然已经经历到主的奇妙
I already experienced his wonderful
但主说叫我要休息要知道他是神
But he asked me to be still and to know who he is
我心里面就深深被这句话给吸引住
I was deeplyattracted by this passage.
因为我想，我愿意，我渴望认识、知道我的神。
I long to know who my God is.
但中文圣经说你们要休息。
In Chinese translation, it says to be restful, to rest.
那我们中文说休息呢，有可以有两个想法。
You can have two aspects.
一个呢，就辞掉工作就休息了。
One is to resign from your work and you can rest.
那另外一个休息呢，就是休息，就是不要动。
Another rest, you just don't move. You can just have a rest.
那天我回到公司，赶快把那个各个翻译的版本的圣经赶快拿出来查一查。
So I went to the company. I take out all different translations.
我就明白主的意思。
So I came to know the meaning of the Lord.
主说 ，Be still.
The Lord says, "Be still."
你要安静。
You need to be quiet.
要知道我是谁。
To know who I am.
这是十字架的工作。
That's the work of the cross.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当主这句话给了我以后。
After the Lord gave me this passage,
我就知道我当如何来跟随主。
I knew how to follow the Lord.
我就愿意 背起十字架来跟随主的带领。
I was willing to carry the cross to follow the Lord.
我就愿意在那样的环境当中来学习安静。
I was willing to learn to be quiet, to be still under that circumstance.
因为我盼望能够认识我们的神。
Because I hope to know who our God is.
能够经历我们的神。
To experience our God.
所以从那段时间开始，我就能够在那里好好读主的话语。
So starting from that time, I can read read in detail the word of God.
但周围的环境我还是需要描述一下。
But I still need to describe the environment a little bit.
破产的时候呢，公司呢全球有22,000个员工。
During the bankrupt, there are about 2 million workers around the world. 22,000 workers all over the globe.
当破产的时候，裁了一批人。
They laid off some people after bankruptcy.
之后呢，每个月裁人。
And monthly there are some layoffs too.
每一季裁人。
Seasonally they lay off.
每一年大裁员。
And yearly they have big layoffs too.
所以我周围的环境是这样的一个环境。
It's such an environment.
就是不断的有人被公司裁掉。
People are keep being laid off.
对我而言，我不知道我的时候是到什么。
For me, I don't know what's my time.
但是我知道主掌管我的日子。
But I knew the Lord is guiding my.
我在那里安静。
I was quiet.
在那里安息。
I was restful.
在那里来亲近主。
I was drawn near to the Lord.
来读主的话语。
To read His words.
在那时间当中，主也很奇妙的预备了另外一件事情。
Miraculously, at that time, he managed another thing.
对不起，我先回再讲一点。主让我学习一件功课。
He led me to study one thing.
就是因为每一天我能够在那里读主的话语，亲近主。
Daily I can read His word and draw near to Him.
哎呀，我就在那里与主同在，是那样的享受。
To be present with Him is and to enjoy His presence.
虽然公司的事情很少。
Even though there's so little to do in the company.
但是有时候呢，还是会有事情要做。
But there's still something to do sometimes.
所以有一次，当我在那里享受主的同在的时候。
When there one time I was enjoying the presence of the Lord,
就有一个人来找我，要帮他做一件事情。
One person that came to me to ask me for my help.
我心里面呢就不太高兴。
I wasn't very happy.
我觉得我跟主亲密的交通啊就被打断了。
I saw my close relationship with the Lord was interrupted.
我就有点不甘不愿呢，就把这件事情给做完。
I wasn't quite willing to finish that work.
当我做完之后，要再回到主的面前。
Now after I done the job, I came back to the Lord.
圣灵在里头就光照我。
The Holy Spirit enlightened me.
这不是你应该有的工作态度。
This is not the kind of attitude you should have.
虽然我们读主的话语，亲近主是甜美的。
Even though it is a sweet to read the Word of God.
但是我们在公司里头做事情也是给主做的。
But in the company you work for the Lord.
在那次光照之下，我在主面前认罪悔改。
So under that enlightenment, I confess my sin.
我就开始学习这个功课。
So I started to learn this lesson.
无论我们做什么
，No matter what we do，
都是为我们的主做。
It's for the Lord.
那时候我的心啊，就得着释放。
So my heart was released.
在没工作做的时候
，When there's nothing to do，
我读神的话语，与主亲近。
I draw near to God and read His word.
当有任何的人来找我做任何的事情
，When anybody comes to me and asks for my help，
不管是我分内的事。
Number is within my responsibility.
分外的事
or outside of my responsibility,
跟我不相干的事
even had nothing to do with me.
我都做得好高兴
I would do it happily.
因为我是欢欢喜喜给我们的主做
Because I was doing it for the Lord happily.
这主就把我从那样的一个狭隘里头把我带出来
He brought me out such a narrowness.
我就在那里有一年多的时间读主的话语
So I have a year to read the word of God.
一年多，这是一个段落。
That's one period of time.
主非常怜悯恩待我。
He's really gracious to me.
在2003年的时候
，Year 2003,
四月份有一天，我们聚会当中一个负责弟兄就拿了一份报纸给我。
And one day in April, the leading brother he brought me a newspaper.
他说他不知道那是什么东西。
He didn't know what that is.
但他稍微看了一下，但他不明白那是什么。
He read the newspaper, but he didn't understand what that is.
我也不知道。
I didn't understand too.
他叫我拿去看一看。
He asked me to take a look.
就回去一看
，So I look.
上面写的基督学坊。
He said the Academy of Christ.
上面有一些老师的名字。
There's some names of the teachers.
我差不多都不认识。
I didn't know any of them.
但是我一看，基督学坊做什么的呢
？What do they do?
就是要读主的话语。
What do? They said they will read the Word of God.
要要 要为主预备合主心意的工人。
To prepare the workers that suitable for the Lord's heart.
来装备啊主的话语。
To prepare the word of God.
那这是我心里头啊就非常的清楚。
So I was very clear in my heart.
自己读圣经很宝贵。
It was precious to read the Bible on my own.
但是实在是有很多很多东西不明白。
But there are so many things I didn't understand.
主就借着这基督学房啊，在2003年开始。第一年开始这基督学房啊，然后我就拿到这样的一个资料。
So in the first year for the Academy of Christ in 2003, I have this document.
然后呢，我差不多有3个月的时间呢，得要赶快完成报名手续。
So in 3 months, I need to finish my registration process.
我没有时间，我不能细讲。
I can't go into details.
然后就准备开始报名基督学房，因为我觉得这是主预备给我来帮助我读圣经一个最好的一个机会。
So started preparing for Academy of Christ because I feel that's what the Lord had prepared me to study His Word.
但是我想，突然间我想了一下。
But I thought about this.
还是有一点问题。
I still have a little problem.
虽然现在这个环境，现在我的工作环境呢，一天可以六七个钟头读圣经呢，那或许可以来读这个基督学房。
Well, maybe from my current situation, I have 6 to 7 hours to study in Academy of Christ.
因为如果全修的话呢，4年要修完120个学分。
But in 4 years, I need to finish 120 units.
那还有好多好多作业，好多好多考试。
There are many homeworks and exams.
那我想说，如果我在环境呢，我可能或许可以完成。
Well, I may be able to finish it.
那如果万一结束了，我被裁员了。
But what if I got laid off?
那怎么办？以后怎么办呢？
What should I do after that?
我也不愿意羞辱主的名。
I don't want to shame the name of the Lord.
我在主面前祷告寻求。
So I prayed before the Lord.
主告诉我。
The Lord told me.
你要安静，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I'm the Lord.
我就报名了基督学坊。
So I registered for Academy of Christ.
那个基督学坊的事情啊，不能说太多。
I can't talk too much about this.
那我就分享一件事。
I just want to mention one thing.
很多弟兄姊妹可能有些听过基督学房的学习啊。
I think many of you have heard about the study.
不少人都觉得很害怕。
Many of you feel a little fearful about it.
我也不例外。
I'm no exception.
啊，那真的是非常不容易。
It wasn't easy.
照人来看是不可能。
For people, it's impossible.
但是在神没有难成的事。
But for God, there's nothing impossible.
所以我就开始这个学习。
So I studied this study.
学习过程当中有许多难处。
There are many difficulties.
有时候要读圣经，要读老师们交通，要写作业。
I need to read the Bible. I need to read the commentary of the teachers. I need to do my homework.
工作忙一忙，工作比较忙，有时候家里比较忙的时候呢，我就不能够好好的来跟上那个进度。
I can't. Well, if there is busy in the family or during work, I can't follow up the schedule.
拉了一段时间以后
when I lag behind,
我心里面就想说要放弃。
In my heart, I said I want to give it up.
我想说那我就不能再就不想再继续学了。
I didn't want to continue to study anymore.
因为坚持不下来了。
But because I can't bear it.
但是我知道当初是主带领我来学习。
But I knew it was the Lord who guided me to this place.
所以我要辞掉呢，也必须要到主面前来求问主。
If I want to stop this studying, I need to come before the Lord first.
当我来求问主的时候，
when I ask the Lord,
主就告诉我，
the Lord told me,
你要安静，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I'm the Lord.
不是一次，
not one time.
不是两次，
not twice.
不是一年，
not 1 year.
不是两年，
not 2 years.
我每一年这4年当中，有许多的次的机会，我到主的面前，都想跟主说，我坚持不下去。
There are quite a few times during the 4 years I come before the Lord and said I can't bear this anymore.
但是主一次一次的告诉我，你要安静，要知道我是谁。
But the Lord time and time again He told me, be still and know that I'm the Lord.
简单说一个见证。
I will give a simple testimony.
有些时候我的学习落了6个礼拜了。
There one time I lagged behind 6 weeks.
我怎么想都不可能能够赶得上。
I thought there's no way I can catch up.
当主叫我要安静的时候，
But when the Lord asked me to be still,
我相信顺服了。
I believed and I obeyed.
在接下来的2-3个礼拜时间当中，
In the following 2 and 3 weeks,
在公司里头，
In the company,
没有一件事情，
There's no work at all.
叫我整天能够8个钟头时间在那里好好的来学习。
8 days an hour I can study.
主就是这样一次一次带领我来经历他是我们的神。
So every time he let me experience that he is God.
再说一个见证。
Another testimony.
刚提到那个就是找我进 Enron 公司那个同事 Shirley。
I mentioned about my coworker Shirley. She brought me to this company.
当公司破产以后
，After the company bankrupt,
神迹的这样一个震动就在人的心里头，也在那里震动人心。
Through this shaking, he shaken the hearts of people.
主就给我了一个机会
，He gave me this opportunity.
能够向我周围的同事传福音
，To preach the gospel to my coworkers.
能够向他们见证主
，To testify the Lord before them.
当然不例外的，我就向这位同事 Shirley 向他传福音。
Of course, for Shirley, there's I preach a gospel to her.
因为我不太会用英文传福音
，Because I don't know how to preach gospel in English.
我就有机会呢，稍微讲一讲最简单最简单的福音。
I only mentioned some simple gospel to her.
那我就送她一本圣经。
So I gave her a Bible.
我就说，那你就自己读吧。
Just read it on your own.
那我说，你就从新约读。
Start from the New Testament.
然后呢，那我想说，至少可以缓个几个月时间。
So I said, at least I'm going to take a few months.
哎，就过了大概一个多月。
About after 1 month.
这个同事这个 Shirley 呢就跑来找我
The Shirley came to me
他跟我说他读完了
She said she finished reading it
我说那你读完了你用什么收获吗
He said when you finish what do you gain from it
他说我还是信不来
She said I still couldn't believe
圣经当中他还有一些不同的问题 他也问了我
She still has some different problems and she asked me
我也就我所知道的告诉了他
And I answered according to my knowledge
我的感觉是我所能做的我都告诉他了
So my feeling was that I did what I can
然后我就只能让主来做他的工作
I can only let the Lord do his work
有一天在家里面在做家里面一点点事情的时候
So one day when I do some housework in the family
突然间圣灵在我里头给我一个感动
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit gave me a touch me.
叫我放下一切
To give up everything.
我就赶快跑到房间里头去
So I ran to my room.
因为我知道主有话对我说
I knew the Lord is going to say something to me.
当我跪在主的面前
When I kneel before the Lord,
圣灵就感动我为这个 Shirley 同事的救恩祷告
The Holy Spirit touched me to pray for the salvation of Shirley.
我就简单在那里在主的面前就为他祷告
So I simply pray for her.
祷告完，我继续做家里的事情。
So after I prayed, I continue my housework.
我也不知道会有什么事情发生。
I didn't know what's going to happen.
到礼拜一早晨的时候
，On Monday morning,
我在公司
at the company.
我就有点好奇，说到底这个周末发生什么事情
？I was curious as what happened during the weekend.
我看见我的 Shirley 同事呢，他从远远地方呢就往我这边走过来。
I saw Shirley, she was coming to me.
然后呢，他的满脸笑容。
She was full of smile.
然后就碰到我，就问我一件事，说你知道发生什么事吗
？She asked me, "Do you know what happened?"
我就笑着跟她讲说我知道。
So I smiled back and said, "I know."
我说你得救了。
I said, "You are saved."
她笑得更厉害。
So she smiled even more.
她说你怎么知道
？How do you know?
然后她告诉我周末发生的事情。
She told me what happened during the weekend.
当她在礼拜六晚上，她做完家里面的事情。
After she finished her housework on Saturday evening.
他们家没有一个人信主。
There's no one who believes in the Lord in her family.
那天晚上，她晚上有个习惯，就是睡觉以前听听收音机。
She has a habit of listening to radio before she went to bed.
因为他们家没有基督徒，所以他们家的收音机呢，一般都是在听不同的古典音乐、其他音乐。
Because there's no one in her family believe in the Lord, so the radio was mostly on those classical music stations.
那个礼拜六晚上
，On Saturday evening,
她睡觉前她打开收音机
，She turned on the radio.
她发现那个收音机的那个讲的东西。跟平常听的不一样。
She found out that what the radio was talking was different from some normal other times.
她再仔细的听一听。
She paid a close attention.
差不多听了20分钟。
She listened for 20 minutes.
那天晚上，她家的收音机就正开到 Billy Graham 弟兄在那里传的福音。
The radio was airing Billy Graham's he's preaching the gospel.
这个 Shirley 姐妹就在那天晚上，她在主面前。蒙恩得救
So surely he was saved at that evening.
所以我也把我礼拜六那天下午的为他祷告的事情也告诉了他
So I told her that on that Saturday afternoon I was praying for her.
我们在那里感谢赞美，是这位爱的神做了奇妙的事情
So we send the Lord together that this God has done an amazing thing.
再说一件事
I want to say another thing.
一件很小的事情
Small thing.
就是在我工作当中
in my work.
有一天老板啊，因为我读圣经读得非常的高兴。
Because I was so happy to read the Bibles.
但老板我不晓得他们到底知那个其他的人啊，小老板他们知不知道
？I didn't know if my bosses know.
所以有一天啊，就是我们后来另外一个老板啊，他就跟我讲。
One day another boss he told me.
他就说呢啊。我要他要我呢要啊、负责另外一个系统。
He wants me to take care of another system.
那个系统呢，我们都知道是最忙的。
We know that system is the busiest.
甚至于都要加班的。
You need to work overtime.
哎呀，我一听我头就非常的，我心里面就不舒服了。
So after I heard that, I became uncomfortable.
我说我要兼个工作的话呢，那我就不能够用那么多时间读神的话。
Sorry, if I take over this job, I couldn't read the Word of God anymore.
我就跟主讲。
So I told the Lord.
我如果我在这工作，我不能读你的话语。
So in the work during my work, I couldn't read the Word anymore.
那我就不需要留在这个工作上。
So that means I don't need to stay in this job anymore.
那是我的想法。
That's my thought.
但主却对我说。
But the Lord told me.
你要安静。
Be still.
要知道我是谁。
And know that I'm the Lord.
当我准备要顺服来接这个责任的时候。
So when I was about to obey and accept this responsibility.
这个老板又把这件事情又拿去给别人做。
The boss, he gave this job to another person.
过了一段时间。
After some time.
他又提这件事。
He mentioned this to me again.
他就说好现在好这件事情决定要交给你了。
He said, now this job will be given to you.
因为我学过一次功课。
Because I already learned this lesson.
在主面前祷告。
So pray before the Lord.
主说你要安静。
The Lord says, be still.
要知道我是谁。
And know that I'm the Lord.
当我开始准备要接收这个系统的时候。
So when I was about to take over this system.
不知道发生什么事情。
I didn't know what happened.
老板呢又把这个系统呢又拿给别人做。
The boss, once again, he gave this job to another person.
我一句话都没有说。
I didn't say anything.
后来又发生第三次。
And the third time.
同样的
，same thing，
他又把这个事情拿去给别人。
He gave this responsibility to another person。
在这很小的事情上面
，in this small thing，
主让我经历，我们要安静。
He let me learn that we need to be still。
我们这个魂生命需要十字架。
Our soul life need cross。
只有死的人才能够真正的安静。
Only the truly dead person can experience。
我们可以叫我们身体安静。
We can let our body to be rest.
但是我们的心思没有办法安静。
But our heart cannot be quiet.
我们的意志不容易安静。
Our mind cannot be quiet.
我们的情感不容易安静。
Our emotion can be quiet.
但是借着十字架。
But through the cross.
我们可以安静在主的死的里头。
We are able to be quiet before the Lord.
又有一次。
There's another time.
公司呢因为裁了很多人。
The company has cut off a lot more people.
公司座位就要重新安排。
There's a rearrangement.
那时候我们整个是一个 open 的，就是一个敞开的一个办公室。
It was an open office.
然后呢，安排了之后呢
，After this rearrangement,
不知道为什么
，We didn't know why.
我就被安排到走道旁边。
I was put beside the hallway.
就在喝咖啡的旁边。
Beside the coffee machine.
那是一个最吵闹的地方。
That was the noisiest place.
因为公司的同事啊都没事做。
Because no, everybody has nothing to do.
没事做呢，常常去那边喝杯咖啡。
So usually just go to
the coffee. 就在那聊聊东聊西。
They just chat.
一聊一两个钟头。
They talk one or two hours.
一直讲话，一直讲话。
They keep talking.
那我的座位就在那个旁边。
I was sitting beside it.
哎，我心里面就想说，主啊，我这样怎么读你的话语
？So I said to the Lord, how can I read your word?
一点都不安静。
It wasn't quiet.
我心里面也觉得有点委屈。
I feel a little sorry for myself.
我想按着我的经，按着我的那个经历和经验和重要性呢，也怎么样也不应该安排我在坐在那个走道最差的位置上。
Well, according to my importance, I shouldn't be sitting next to a coffee shop, coffee machine.
但最重要的还是因为我觉得影响到那个安静的一个环境。
It's really disrupted the quiet environment.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主也在那里来制作我。
The Lord mold me.
虽然环境很吵杂。
Even though it was really noisy.
虽然环境好多好多声音。
There were so many noises.
但渐渐的我能够安息在主的里头。
But gradually I can be restful before the Lord.
好像外面的声音都不能进到我里头了。
It seems that the noise can enter into me.
我的心与主彼此的相交。
My heart has fellowship with the Lord.
在那里仍然能够享受主的同在。
I still can enjoy the presence of the Lord.
主告诉我你要安静。
The Lord told me to be still.
要知道我是谁。
And know that I'm the Lord.
奇妙的事发生。
Miraculously.
突然间有一天，我们那个副总他去开会。
One day our VP was having a meeting.
开完会回来以后。
after the meeting.
把我们部门几个主管找去了。
He summoned the supervisors, the supervisors.
好像我们其他人也都在那里。
Some other people are there too.
这副总他就说，我们得要赶快想办法。
The VP said we need to come up with some ways.
他的过程呢，我细节我就不讲了。
I will neglect the details.
他的意思就是说，我们要赶快想办法，要帮 James 呢安排一个比较隐秘的地方。
He said we need to find a some quiet and hidden place for James.
所以他们就把我安排到一个比较最隐秘的地方。
So they were planning to put me in a remote place.
那还给我一个特别的一个那个荧幕啊，能够放在我电脑前面。
They even gave me a special screen before my monitor.
就是他们就为我预备一个安静的环境。
So they prepared me a quiet place.
就在这样最小的事情上面。
Even such small matters.
处在那些年日当中。
In those days.
一年一年的保守带领我。
Year after year, he kept me.
他叫我来学习，来经历神的这句话。
He led me to study to experience this passage.
神的一句话，我学习了七年。
I spent 7 years to study this passage.
我经历了七年。
I experienced 7 years.
在每天大小的事情当中。
In matters great and small.
经历到当我们安静。
I experienced that when we are quiet and still.
我们就能够知道我们的神是何等奇妙的一位神。
We can come to know that how wonderful, amazing our God is.
他的大能大力能够为我们成就何等的事。
What he can accomplish with his might.
所以虽然不断的在裁员，公司不断的裁员。
Even though the companies keep laying off.
我也继续的在那里在学房的学习。
I continue my study in the academy.
然后一年一年过去。
Year after year.
到2007年。
To the year of 2007.
总算毕业。
I finally graduated.
那过程呢还有一些事情也不能多说。
I can't go into details.
另外有一件事情和弟兄姊妹分享的。
I want to share another thing.
就在那一段时间当中
during that time,
能够在那里借着读主的话语与主有亲密的交通。
I can have close fellowship with the Lord through reading his words.
我就经历到那枝子接在葡萄树上的那个实际。
I can experience the reality of the branches connected to the vine.
我每天的生活就好像活在主的同在里头。
My daily life was living in the presence of the Lord.
主自己成为我每一天的供应。
The Lord became a daily supply for me.
有交通不断。
There's a continuous fellowship.
安息无忧。
Peace and without worries.
就好像诗篇第一篇所说的。
Just like the Psalm 1 it mentions.
所以我们弟兄也提到。
Our brother mentioned yesterday.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想的，这人便为有福。
Blessed is the man who meditates on the law of the Lord day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
He will be like a tree planted by the river. He will bear fruit in season. His leaves will not wither.
在那段时间当中。
During that time,
主的话就存在我的心里头。
The Lord was stored in my heart.
无论在什么样的时间
，No matter what time it is.
就像早晨弟兄所说的
，Like the brother says in the morning.
我们开车的时候
，When we are driving.
走路的时候
，Walking.
甚至于是一分钟去喝杯咖啡的时候
，Even just take one minute to drink some coffee.
就活在主的交通里头。
We live in the fellowship with the Lord.
我记得那段时间啊，有一段特别的时间。
I remember there's a special time.
我当我开车啊回家的路上
was driving home.
在路上在那里享受主的同在。
I was enjoying the presence of the Lord.
主就在那里把他的话语向我打开。
He opened up his words to me.
主似乎就在那里把整卷圣经还在那里对我向我解释。
It seems that he's explaining the whole Bible to me.
我在那里边享受边赞美。
I was praising the Lord.
许多时候，当我开车的时候，我的眼泪不禁的流出来。
So when I was driving, a lot of times I have tears coming out of my eyes.
甚至在搭公车的上面也是一样。
Even when I was commuting.
甚至我在电脑前面工作的时候。
Even before when I was working before the computer.
常常流着喜泪、感恩的眼泪。
I have tears of joy and thankfulness.
在那里，渐渐的。主就在我身上让我养成一个习惯。
So gradually I have this habit.
就是我的心思呢，似乎有一个新的家。
My heart has a new home.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，当你们开车的时候呢，你们想些什么
？I didn't know what you're thinking when you're driving.
或者你们回家的时候，或者有空闲的时候呢，你们是想些什么事情？
What are you thinking when you have time or on your way home?
但在那段时间里头，
During those times,
主就是我心思的家。
The Lord is the home of my heart.
只要我心思一有空闲，
As long as some time,
我就梦想主的话语。
I will meditate on His words.
我就借着主的话语与他交通。
I have fellowship through His words.
我心思常常想到我们的主。
My heart oftentimes think about our Lord.
我在主的面前常常的感恩流泪。
Oftentimes I give thanks and shed tears before the Lord.
我记得有一次当我开车回家的路上。
I remember one time when I was driving home.
那段时间很特别。
It was very special.
平常我们开车啊，在高速公路上碰到塞车的时候，我心情就不太好，是不是
？Normally when I have a traffic jam, we are not very in a good mood.
那段时间每次一塞车。
So when there's a traffic jam,
我心里就好高兴。
I was happy, was so happy.
你可以多点时间啊，跟主谈恋爱。
I got more time to have a date with the Lord.
平常我们开车总是希望是绿灯，不要碰到红灯，是不是
？Oftentimes we wish the light should be green, not red.
我那时候呢，碰到红灯我也高兴。
That time when there's a red light, I was happy.
对，可以跟主多说两句话。
So I can have a couple more words with the Lord.
主与我们同在是那样的真实。
It was so real to be with the Lord.
在那段时间经过之后。
So after that time,
靠着主的恩典，我在那里学习来顺服圣灵的带领。
By the grace of the Lord, I come to learn the lesson of obeying His word.
我走完主在量给我在七年的时间。
So I went through the 7 years the Lord has apportioned to me.
公司从22,000人
from 22,000 people
到最后剩40个人
to 40 people at the end.
我是其中一个。
I was one of those.
在那段时间，主也就借着那段时间，主让我完成了基督学方的学习。
The Lord let me finish my study in academy.
不知道老师们所说的学房学习的结束呢，只是一个开始。
Our teacher said the end of the study is a new beginning.
的确，读完学房的学习之后，我里面有一个感觉。
It was true that after the study, I have this feeling.
我对主的话语，我认识的怎么这么少
？Why I knew so little about the word of God？
好像我什么都不懂一样。
It seems as if I don't know anything。
但感谢主，走完那段道路。
But thank the Lord, I walked through it。
到最后啊，2008年的啊，差不多8月份。
In August 2008，
我们就知道说公司到10月31号就要结束了。
We know that on August 31st, the company will be no more.
那时候很多人开始忙着找工作。
So people start looking for jobs.
有很多人来帮我找工作。
A lot of people looking for jobs for me.
我在主面前也开始祷告。
I started pray before the Lord.
求问主。
To ask the Lord.
我主，那我下一步该如何
？What step should I take?
主仍然对我说。
The Lord still says to me.
你要安静。
You need to be still.
要知道我是谁。
And know that I'm the Lord.
那段时间好难。
It was so difficult for me.
因为你看见啊，那个溪水，那个基利溪的水啊，已经渐渐枯干了。
Because you see the stream is getting dried up.
那日子呢，是算一算就知道的。
And you can even count the days that are left.
那我工作这边结束以后该怎么办呢
？What should I do after this job?
主没有对我说。
The Lord didn't tell me.
那段时间征战也很厉害。
And the battle was fierce.
因为也有很多的好心的同事呢，试着要帮我找工作。
Because there are many good-hearted co-workers that are looking for job for me.
但当我寻求主之后
，And after I seek after the Lord,
主不愿意我寄出任何的一封履历表。
The Lord doesn't want me to send out any resume.
主也不要我去任何一次的面试。
He doesn't want me to have any interview.
我当然我不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
但是我靠着主。我顺服
but by the Lord I obeyed.
到最后一个月
until the last month,
有一个同事
there's one coworker,
他已经换到别的公司去
he already found another job.
他每个礼拜打电话给我
weekly he will call me.
打两次三次
twice and three times.
我在公司他打我下班在路上他也打电话
in the company and now on my way home he will call me.
一直叫我去他们公司上班
he want me to go to their company to work.
我一直推辞
I refuse, I keep refusing.
我但是我不敢乱动。
But I don't dare not to move on my own.
我也不敢寄出任何一封履历表。
I dare not to send out any resume.
虽然我不知道前面的道路如何。
Even though I don't know what's the way ahead of me.
但是主要我安静。
But the Lord wants me to be still.
我在那里靠着主的恩典走完最后的一天。
So by the grace of the Lord, I walk through the last day.
我记得当10月31号中午离开公司的时候。
I remember on October 31st, at noontime, I left the company.
从外面来看，我和许多被裁员的人是一样的。
From outside, I'm the same as everybody else who are laid off.
因为从今天那天以后，我就没有工作，没有薪水，没有保险。
Because from that day on, I didn't have any job, no insurance, and no security.
我前面也没有新的工作等着我。
There was no new job await ahead of me.
我和许多人一样。
I'm the same as many people.
我手里捧着两个纸箱子。
I was holding two boxes.
里面就放了一点点自己的东西。
Just some personal belongings.
但是当我从公司出来的时候。
But after I left the company.
在那一刻。
In that moment.
我的心里面却充满了说不出的平安和喜乐。
My heart was filled with unspeakable peace and joy.
我眼中也充满了向着主感恩的眼泪。
And my eyes were filled with tears of gratitude towards the Lord.
因为是他的恩典保守了我。
Because His grace has kept me. Have kept me.
恩典保守我，没有叫我任意妄为。
He kept me not to walk according to my own will.
他叫我能够存心的顺服。
He gave me a simple heart to obey, to follow him, to be obedient.
我离开公司的那一刻
，At the moment I left the company,
我的心里充满了属天的平安。
I was filled with heavenly peace.
没有羞辱
，There was no shame.
只有荣耀
，There was only glory.
没有埋怨
，There was no complaint.
只有赞美
，There was only praise.
因为我们的主得荣耀
，Because the Lord is glorified.
感谢主这样子带领我。
Thank the Lord, the Lord has guided me this way.
在那之后
，After that，
啊，就什么都没有了。
There was nothing.
但是感谢主，有主与我同在。
But thank the Lord, His presence is with me.
主还带领我继续学习更深安息的功课。
He continued to let me to learn the lesson of being quiet and still.
在那两个月的时间里。
During those 2 months,
一天一天的过
daily it passed.
主没有对我说什么
The Lord didn't say anything to me.
主也没有给我有明显的带领
He didn't give me any obvious guidance.
但是我知道主在那里熬炼我的信心
But I know He was molding my patience.
在两个月当中主给我说了一次话
During those 2 months, the Lord talked to me once.
主就说我要带领你走你没有走过的路。
The Lord said, I will guide you to the path you have never walked before.
对我来讲还是蛮抽象的。
To me, it was abstract.
我也不知道那个路是如何。
I didn't know what that way was.
到了2008年去年一整年前12月31号。
In the year 2008, the entire year, in December 31st.
我永远不会忘记那是一个礼拜三。
I can never forget that was a Wednesday.
2008年的12月31号最后一天是礼拜三。
December 31st of 2008 was a Wednesday.
因为是我们在休斯顿教会的祷告聚会。
That was the church prayer meeting in Houston.
在祷告聚会当中我们就分组祷告。
We break into groups and prayer.
我们就为了当天代祷的事情在主的面前代求。
We pray for different items before the Lord.
在我心思里头一点都没有为自己的前面的路在主面前有什么有没有没有就那天晚上我没有在主面前在求问我自己的事情。
That night I didn't ask anything for myself.
我也没有任何的想法。
I didn't have any thoughts.
我就只是安静的一天一天的来跟随主。
I'm only quietly just wait before the Lord daily.
但是当我和弟兄姐妹在那里祷告的时候
But when I was praying with brothers and sisters there,
突然间在我里头有一个微小的声音
Suddenly there's a small voice in my heart
非常的温柔
It was very gentle
一点都不勉强
It wasn't oppressive
满了恩典
It was full of grace
那个声音就问我一个问题
He asked me this one question
说你愿意为我放下世上的工作
Are you willing to lay down the work of this world for me?
我知道是主问我的。
I know that it was the Lord who's asking me.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
因为我已经将我自己奉献给主了。
I already consecrated myself for the Lord.
这个工作，世上的工作又能够算什么？
What is the work in the world is after all?
感谢主一路的带领。
Thank the Lord, He guided me all the way.
我们的主是信实的。
He's trustworthy.
全能的神如此说。
The Almighty God, He says.
他也必如此的成就。
And He will perform.
主要将我们从万民中分别出来。
He will set us apart from the peoples.
将我们从世界中分别出来。
He will set us apart from the world.
单单为要成为他的见证。
To be His testimony.
成为承受他产业的。
To inherit His inheritance.
神象征我们的恩召是有何等荣耀的指望。
His calling has such a glorious hope.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从前我常常听到年长弟兄们这样子说。
Oftentimes we hear older brothers told us.
他们说一切都是恩典。
They say everything is grace.
我从前不明白。
I didn't understand.
但是我现在明白。
But now I understand.
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is grace of God.
一切都是神做的。
Everything is done by God.
我们也深信他必要做成他的心意在我们身上。
We deeply believe that He will accomplish in us what He wants to do.
不好意思，今天占用弟兄姐妹一点时间。
Sorry, I take them some extra time.
我想最后还盼望弟兄姐妹能够和我一同唱一首诗歌。
I hope that we can at the end we sing a song together.
在大诗歌本471首。
In our hymn book 471.
一路我蒙救主引领
All the way my Savior leads me
我想请姐妹来为我们司琴
I ask a sister to play this once
诗歌第471首
In 471